You're listening to SBS News.
The mental health crisis faced by asylum seekers on Nauru is worse than that experienced by torture victims. That's according to a new report released by MSF Australia. The report, titled Indefinite Despair, looks at the mental health of asylum seekers on Nauru. Doctors Without Borders Australia President Stuart Condon says data collected from doctors treating asylum seekers on the island points to a critical mental health crisis.
What our data show is that the mental health situation on Nauru is nothing short of disastrous. In fact, the mental health situation and suffering is amongst the most severe that MSF has seen around the world, including in projects providing care for victims of torture.
Dr. Condon says there's one issue in particular that's of the greatest concern to doctors.
One of the most alarming findings is the rate of suicidal behaviour. MSF's data show that our asylum seeker and refugee patients, 60% of them had suicidal thoughts and 30% had attempted suicide.
According to the report, 75% of patients seen by MSF staff had already experienced trauma prior to their arrival on Nauru. More than 20% reported experiencing violence while on the island, putting them at greater risk of psychological deterioration. Christine Rufiner was MSF's mental health activities manager on Nauru. She says doctors on the island noticed a disturbing trend when asylum seekers began experiencing feelings of hopelessness.
With hopelessness comes an inability to cope with the horrors of the past and with the daily stress of life under indefinite detention. Such loss was evident among the 12 of our patients, mostly children, who developed resignation syndrome, a form of depression so severe that they withdrew from life and entered a semi-comatose state.
Dr. Rufiner says asylum seekers seen by Doctors Without Borders staff reported feeling a lack of control over their own lives.
They know very well they are being used as pawns by one government to make a point and another government to make a profit. This sense of injustice further stripped refugees of their health, their humanity, and their dignity.
Doctors Without Borders staff were removed from Nauru by the island nation's government in October. Asylum seekers say they're now being made to wait up to a month to access the limited mental health services remaining on the island. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians has backed the call to immediately remove all refugees and asylum seekers from Nauru. Now, more than 6 years since the first asylum seekers arrived on Nauru, protesters are rallying outside Canberra's Parliament House and the offices of MPs in support of a bill to get all remaining children and critically ill adults off the island. Behind the bill is freshly elected independent member for Wentworth, Karen Phelps. Dr. Phelps says removing all children from Nauru should be an urgent priority.
There have been recent reports of a dramatic escalation of children locked up in Nauru with symptoms of traumatic withdrawal syndrome. This is a life-threatening condition where children withdraw from school and play, stop interacting, and eventually stop eating and drinking. Parents are becoming desperate for help as they try to force food and water into the limp bodies of their children.
The former Australian Medical Association president has introduced her bill to Parliament, hoping to garner bipartisan support.
Regardless of opinions on offshore processing, Australia must not fail to provide critically ill people, and particularly children in its care, with urgent medical treatment, especially when the Australian government policy of indefinite detention has caused or seriously exacerbated physical and psychiatric illness.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.